Well, amen and amen. A call to purity. A call to purity. Let's say that together. A call to purity. Simply put, purity is freedom from anything that contaminates, and it is the quality of being faultless. It is the quality of being uncompromised. It is the quality of being unadulterated, simply put. For example, pure water is H2O that is free from any other substances. And pure gold has been refined to such a degree that all of the worthless waste matter has been removed from it. How many of you are glad that God has a way of removing worthless waste matter from our lives? Can anybody say thank you, Lord?
Thank you, Lord.
And catch this now. A pure life in Christ is a life in which sin no longer contaminates the choices that we make. A pure life in Christ is a life in which sin no longer contaminates the choices that we make. Think about that. Let that settle in for a minute. How pure is your life in Christ? What are the sinful tendencies in your life that repeatedly contaminate the choices that you make? Spirit of God, come and search our hearts and find every place in us that causes us to be contaminated in one way or another and keeps us from the purity and holiness that you are calling us to. Holy Spirit, come and search us. Make no mistake about it, purity is supremely important to God, who alone is perfectly pure and perfectly holy. And He is calling us to a life of purity in Christ Jesus, our Savior and Lord. And because God is perfectly pure, whatever He creates is perfectly pure. Amen?
Amen.
Everything that He does is perfectly good. And in Him there is no contradiction. And in Him there is no compromise. How much of our lives contradict Him? How much of our lives compromise Him? Be reminded afresh today that God created human beings to reflect His image and to live in pure, unbroken communion with Him. But when sin entered the heart of man, it corrupted God's intended purity for humankind. God intended for humankind to be perfectly pure and holy. Make no mistake about it. The original state of man was perfectly pure and holy. And impurity. And impurity is one of the many things listed in the Bible that hinders our intimacy with God. And if left unchecked, if impurities are left unchecked in our lives, it causes us to forfeit the fullness of God's intended inheritance for our lives and Jesus' kingdom purposes for us, now in this life and in the life to come. I'm even here glad that there's rewards to come when we get to heaven, amen? But we run the risk of forfeiting the fullness of God's intended inheritance for our lives in this life and in the life to come if we leave impurities and contaminants in our lives unchecked. I don't know about you, but I don't want to just get to heaven by the skin of my teeth. How about you? If you get my drift. The Apostle Paul urged believers in the Galatian church of his day and time, and God by His Word and by His Spirit is urging each of us afresh along these lines even today. From Galatians chapter 5. Galatians chapter 5, verses 19 to 21. Paul speaking to the church then, God by His Spirit speaking to us today. And He says, and God's Spirit says to us today, when you proactively follow the desires of your sinful nature, underline proactively, when you proactively follow the desires of your sinful nature, the results are very clear. Sexual immoralities of every kind. Impurities of every kind. Lustful pleasures of every kind. Idolatry and sorcery and hostility and quarreling and jealousy and outbursts of anger and selfish ambition and dissensions and division and envy and drunkenness and wild parties and other sins like these. Wow, I hoped that that was an exhaustive list, but I guess it wasn't. Let me urgently tell you again, as I have before. How many of you here need to be reminded over and over again about certain things that God is urging us to? Anybody here lift an honest hand with me and say, oh man, I don't seem to be getting that one. The Apostle Paul speaking to believers then, God by His Spirit speaking to us today. Let me urgently tell you again, as I have before, that anyone who is proactively participating in those kinds of behavior, catch this now, will not inherit the kingdom of God. Sobering point. Even as born again believers, we can find ourselves inadvertently getting tripped up in sin. How many of you here have ever found yourself in that place? You don't want to sin, but you find yourself inadvertently getting caught up in sin. Mm-hmm. I don't want to sin, Lord God Almighty. Mm-hmm. But I found myself getting caught up in it inadvertently. Which is different, catch this now, from a repeating pattern of willful transgression. What repeating transgression in your life is robbing you of the fullness of God's intended blessing for your life? Certainly, as believers, we're not going to be perfectly sinless. But we can purpose to sin less and less to reclaim God's intended purity for us. Amen?
Amen.
If we purpose to sin less and less and less in our mindset, in our motives and expectations, in our appetites, attitudes, drives and desires and emotions, then we can reclaim God's intended purity for us. Amen?
Amen.
In order to have intimate fellowship with a holy God, we must reclaim the purity that He originally intended for us. Purity can only be reclaimed by placing our faith in the perfect sacrifice of Jesus Christ. Amen?
Amen.
Can anybody else say amen?
Amen.
Amen.
By God's grace to our belief and active trust in Him to be our Savior and Lord. Which includes, catch this now, our surrendered cooperation. Let's say that together. Surrendered cooperation with the purifying work of the Holy Spirit in us. How well are you cooperating with the purifying work of the Holy Spirit in you? What is it that you repeatedly struggle with to surrender it to the Holy Spirit's purifying work? Holy Spirit, come and search our hearts. Find every place in us that struggles to surrender to your purifying work and free us from that struggle. God, by His Word and by His Spirit, is motivating us afresh today, I believe, along these lines from Romans chapter 7 and chapter 8. Romans chapter 7 and chapter 8. I'm not going to be reading all of those verses, but I'm just going to ask you to move along as I move through some of the verses in those two chapters, urging us to be vigilant as believers. To be vigilant as believers. Are you being vigilant as a believer to submit to the Holy Spirit's purifying work in you? Picking up in Romans chapter 7, verse 24. Oh, what a miserable person I am in and of my sinful self. How many of you here with the Apostle Paul and me have ever felt that way about yourself? Oh, what a miserable person I am in and of my own sinful self. Who will free me from this life that is dominated by sin? Thank God that the answer is in Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen?
Amen.
And there is therefore now no condemnation for those who belong to Christ Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
And because you belong to Him, catch this now, the power of the life-giving Spirit has freed you from the power of sin. Amen?
Amen.
Do you believe that here today?
Amen.
Because it's already a done deal.
Amen. That's right. Amen.
At the cross of Calvary, it was a done deal. Amen?
Amen.
For you and for me. All we need to do is choose the power of the Spirit in the face of every temptation to sin. Every time I've chosen the power of the Spirit in the face of temptation to sin, every single time I've had victory.
Amen.
Amen.
It's when I fail to choose the power of the Holy Spirit am I defeated by the power of sin. For God the Father sent His own Son, Jesus Christ, catch this now, to declare an end to sin's control over our lives through the sacrifice of His life. Amen?
Amen.
An end to sin's control over our lives. The power of sin's control over your life has been defeated in the heavenly realm. And it will be defeated on earth as it is in heaven when you choose the power of the Spirit. Amen?
Amen.
That's how it gets done on earth as it is in heaven. When you choose the power of the Spirit in the face of every temptation that you're faced with. Amen?
Amen.
So that we who submit our lives to Him would no longer follow our sinful nature, but instead follow the Holy Spirit that is in us. Amen?
Amen.
The fact of the matter is that those who allow themselves to be dominated by the sinful nature regularly allow themselves to think about impure, sinful things. How regularly are you allowing yourself to think about impure, sinful things? But the good news is that those who cooperate with the Holy Spirit consistently think about and do the things that are pure and pleasing to the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
How consistently are you thinking about and doing the things that are pure and pleasing to the Lord? Letting the Holy Spirit control your mindset, which leads to life and peace. Amen?
Amen?
Make no mistake about it. Those who are letting themselves be controlled by their sinful nature can never please God. Being pure is a choice. But we could never be pure enough on our own and of ourselves to be pleasing and acceptable to God. We could never be pure enough on our own in and of ourselves to be pleasing and acceptable to God. And so the purity of our intimacy with God, catch this now, the purity of our intimacy with God necessitates that we have the pure righteousness of Christ credited to our account. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
For apart from Christ, we could never be pure enough to abide with a perfectly holy God. God, by His Word and by His Spirit, reminds us afresh along these lines from 2 Corinthians chapter 5. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21, the Apostle Paul, speaking by the leading of God's Spirit through him to believers in the Corinthian church, and God by His Spirit speaking to us here today. The Amplified transliteration reads like this: He made Christ, who knew no sin, to be sin judiciously on our behalf. Catch that. He made Christ, who knew no sin, to be sin judicially on our behalf. Jesus took the penalty for our sin on the cross into the courtroom of heaven. Amen?
Amen.
Making a case for us before the throne of God the Father, so that in Him we would become the righteousness of God. Amen?
Amen.
And that righteousness is this. Here it is. That righteousness in Christ is this, that we would be made pure and acceptable to Him, and that we would be in right relationship with Him by His gracious loving kindness for us. Amen? If you peruse the second half of Romans 7, if you peruse the second half of Romans chapter 7 and the first half of Romans chapter 8, you'll see the fullness of what God is looking to speak to us today. Answering God's call to purity begins with a heart that is submitted to honor Him through the progressive lordship of Jesus Christ over every area of our lives, not in a compartmentalized way. How well are you honoring the holy presence of God in your life, publicly and privately, in the spoken and in the unspoken inclinations of your heart and mindset? Holy Spirit, come and search us. Find every place in us that dishonors you, Lord God Almighty, publicly, privately, in the spoken and unspoken inclinations of our heart and mindset. Holy Spirit, come and continue to do a cleansing work in each and every person in this place, myself included. Now, the term purity is often used today in relation to our sexuality. But when we become born again through faith in Jesus Christ, the purity that God calls us to, catch this now, is not limited to our sexuality, as important as that is. Beyond sexual purity, including the avoidance of every form of sexual deviation, every form of sexual distortion and perversion outside of the marriage covenant between one man and one woman. One man and one woman. One man and one woman. Beyond sexual purity, God desires that we live pure lives in all of our dealings. Amen?
Amen.
God, by His Word and by His Spirit, urges us along these lines from 1 Peter chapter 1. 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 13 to 17. The Amplified transliteration reads like this. Prepare your minds for godly action, in purity and in holiness. Be completely sober in spirit, steadfast and self-disciplined, and spiritually and morally alert. Don't let yourself be lured into the territories of temptation. Don't let yourself be lured into the territories of temptation. Flee the territories of temptation. And fix your hope completely on the grace of God that is coming to you in fullness when Jesus Christ returns and is revealed to the whole world. Amen?
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 Amen.
In the meantime, let's say that together. In the meantime, live as obedient children of God, drawing upon His grace to be sufficient in every insufficiency in your life, and tapping His power to overcome every weakness in your life. Amen?
Amen?
And do not be conformed to the impure, evil desires which governed you in your past ignorance. Before you knew the requirements and the transforming power of the good news regarding your salvation. But instead, like the Holy One who called you, be holy yourselves in all of your conduct. Amen?
Amen.
Stand firmly. Stand firmly. Stand firmly in the power of God's Spirit to set your mind and heart to be set apart from the world by your godly character and moral courage in the face of immoralities that are competing with God to rob your soul of purity. How many of you here have noticed that the enemy is on the prowl to rob you and to rob your soul of purity? Anybody here experience some of this other than me? Make no mistake about it, God will ultimately judge us. There will be a believer's judgment seat. And God will ultimately judge us according to how we have lived this life in Christ. And so be motivated afresh today to conduct yourselves in reverent obedience to Him. Spirit of God, come and pour in a fresh measure of reverent obedience upon each and every person in this place, myself included, publicly and privately, in the spoken and unspoken impressions of our hearts and minds, and with profound respect for Him throughout the time of our stay here on this earth. Amen?
Amen.
Make no mistake about it, a professed, born-again, Spirit-filled, devoted follower of Jesus Christ, catch this now, purity should define our thought life. As professed, born-again, Spirit-filled, devoted followers of Jesus Christ, purity should define our thought life and our words and our actions, so that whatever we think or say or do would glorify God, that our lives would bring glory and honor to Him in purity and in holiness. Amen?
Amen?
Amen. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 5, verse 8, that blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God.
That's right.
The pure in heart will have the blessing of intimacy in the experiential knowledge of God's revealed presence. Amen? Impurities and contaminants in our lives blur our sight on the Lord. Blurs God's revealed presence in our lives. But when our hearts and mindsets are clouded with impurities of one kind or another, then we won't thoroughly experience God's presence. And we won't be able to clearly hear His voice. Be motivated afresh today, saints of God, that when we purpose to keep our heart and mindset clear from every impurity, then we can enjoy the immeasurable benefits of the intimacy of fellowship with a holy God. Amen?
Amen.
As professed, born-again, devoted followers of Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit in us provides us with the cleansing and transforming power of Christ to purge us in the fire of His holiness and to cleanse us from every physical and moral and spiritual impurity that continues to contaminate our integrity in the Lord. Make no mistake about it. Impurities include anything in our thoughts, words and actions, motives and expectations, appetites, attitudes, drives and desires, anything that is not in conformity with God's word and perfect will for our lives. With the understanding, catch this now, that the default state of the fallen human condition is impurity. Left to ourselves, we're going to default to impurity. And so all of us have been polluted to some degree or another, in some way or another, through the impurity of sin. But the glory of the gospel is that God can take whatever is impure and make it pure. Amen?
Amen.
The glory of the gospel is that God can take whatever is impure and make it pure. And He can take whatever is unclean and He can make it clean. Amen?
Amen.
And to our eternal joy, that is what God has done for us in Christ Jesus, our Savior and Lord. Amen?
Amen.
And His unwavering desire is that we would live lives that are pure and pleasing in His sight. And the good news is this, that we have the capacity to do so by the power of the Holy Spirit in us. Amen?
Amen.
All we need to do is repentantly surrender it all to Him. And He will forgive us and cleanse us from everything that would contaminate our purity in Him. Amen?
Amen.
Bow your heads now and take a quiet moment of prayer response to the Word of the Lord as it's come to you today.